Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I'm not sure if you guys heard, but Tom Thibodeau got fired. Now it is time, Knick fans, to move on. All right? I've heard a lot of whining, a lot of bitching, a lot of hand-wringing, a lot of, I don't understand, 25 years, Eastern Conference Finals, how'd we fire this guy? I get the emotions. But now it's big boy pants time. The New York Knicks are trying to win an NBA championship, and they have a head coaching vacancy. Who is the guy they should hire? And I'm telling you right now, and you may not like this, this may not be sexy, this may not get clicks, this may not get you all worked up, but the answer is boring. That's what history tells us. I know you want something sexy. I know you want a sure thing. I know you want a guy who's done it before. But history actually tells you that it's boring that wins. Mm. The head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder is one of the best coaches on the planet. His name is Mark Daigneault. And guess what? When he was hired, it was boring. When the Boston Celtics promoted Joe Mazzulla to replace Ime Udoka, it was boring. And that's why Johnny Bryant is the guy. It's what they have to do. It's the guy with experience. It's the guy who knows the room. And it's the guy that's going to give you the best chance now to win it all. And I know that's boring and it's not really exciting, but that's the damn truth. Am I right, Teek?
No, you're right. And it's really, like, people still are talking about Tom Thibodeau because it feels like it happened, the firing happened really quickly and maybe not justified because look at what he did for us. Look at where he brought us, the culture and everything else that he created in a very short time. But the reality is that just like, maybe more so than in hockey, but just like in hockey and the NFL, you don't get a lot of time.
Right.
You get 4 or 5 years, and if there is any doubt, then they're going to move on to somebody else who has less doubt about winning or potentially pushing a team to win a championship. So you give Tibbs his credit, but ultimately, this was going to happen if he didn't find a way to win championships. And Leon Rose went all in and to hit the best of his, I guess, ability with trading the pick for Mikal Bridges, trading for Cat, and everything else that went on this offseason, the Jalen Brunson extension that kind of was team-friendly, all that stuff. He did everything he could,
yeah,
and they fell short. So ultimately, you got to make another decision, make another choice. I know you love Johnny Bryant. I still think experience is going to matter, though. Mm-hmm. But I have no idea what's actually going to happen. I like Taylor Jenkins. We talked about this yesterday. He is a successful coach who is young, 39 years old, but kind of like Tibbs. The reason I told that story about Tibbs, because Basically, the same thing happened to him.
Yeah, he lost the room in Memphis.
Yep.
He put up, had great success there. So if you look at it from afar, which is what I did when he was fired,
yep.
I said, why would you fire this guy?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, it's not about resumes when you hire or fire a guy. It's about the simple question, can you get to the next level? And the best thing about Taylor Jenkins, Teak, to back up your point, and Johnny Bryant has this going for him as well, repped by CAA. And if you're looking for connections, they both have it. Here's the reality. Because Chris Big Mac McMonagle, who I love, he does the overnights around here, not only did 4 hours of this.
Don't forget his Saturday show.
And his Saturday show, 9 a.m. here on The Fan, he also texted me about this. And he's been saying something that a lot of you guys have been saying. I've heard it a lot throughout the last 24 hours since this news came out, which is, we hadn't been to a conference final in 25 years. Why would Leon Rose give a rat's ass about Derek Fisher? Why would Leon Rose care about Stephon Marbury? My point is, I get, because I've lived this city, you guys have lived this city, you guys are fans of the Knicks, I respect that, but that's irrelevant when Leon Rose has to make the decision, how do I get to the next level? The Knicks sucking for 25 years has nothing to do with Leon Rose saying, how do I win a championship? And let me tell you what I admire about Leon Rose. First of all, he may fail, okay? It may fail. The Mikal Bridges trade may fail.
Right.
The Karl Anthony Towns trade may fail. And this decision may fail. The Knicks may not win an NBA title, but I'll tell you this about Leon Rose. He is putting it all on the table.
Right.
Last year, and this is when I went from Leon's pretty good, I respect him, to I respect him more than anybody in this town right now. Because Leon Rose could have sat back last year after the Knicks lost to attrition, Tommy's words, and said, I'm not going to do anything crazy. I'm going to run it back. Julius wasn't healthy, we were banged up, yada, yada, yada. And you guys would have accepted it.
Of course.
And I understand that.
It would have felt fine because they were constantly in the playoffs and constantly getting past the first round.
Yes. And Leon Rose said, I'm trying to win it all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't come here to just make the Knicks fun and good. That's not my job. My job is to win a world's championship. And we can disagree about the Cat trade, totally fair. We can disagree about the Bridges trade, like we're going to do here on the Thibs decision and who they should hire next. But it's all around the same thing. I got a window that's not that big, and I'm going to blow right through that window. And I'm going to move hell and earth and heavens to win a title. And so he got aggressive and traded for Mikal Bridges. He got aggressive and traded for Karl Anthony Towns. And what he decided to do in the last 48 hours, and we'll get into Dolan's impact on it as the show rolls on too, was how do I win a championship? That's my one focus. I believe that statement they put out yesterday. And they determined something that deep down every single person listening probably agrees with. They just don't want to admit it right now, which is you weren't winning with Tom Thibodeau.
Hmm.
You know it. You just don't want to say it. And you don't want to say it because you're thrilled about what he did for you. And you can do two things. You can say and believe, I love Tom. He did great for this team. He's the best coach we've had since Jeff Van Gundy and Pat Riley. But then you can simultaneously say, but this is the best we're ever going to get.
Yeah, but
and we're not going to win.
Yeah, but that's not where you want to be ultimately.
That's why you move
eventually
on.
Eventually, you get tired of it.
Exactly.
And so, look, don't cry river for Tom Thibodeau. Tom Thibodeau has been one of the best head coaches in basketball for his entire career, and he's going to make a ton of money getting fired. So don't cry for Tom Thibodeau. But Tom Thibodeau is limited because he's hard-headed in certain moments, and we've known it and we've seen it, and the consistent reliance on his starting five for critical moments of games ultimately cost them in this series. And so to me, Tom Thibodeau, great coach, Tom Thibodeau's going to be all right. The Knicks is what you need to worry about.
Absolutely.
Where are they going and how do they get there? And it never was going to be with Tom. So now the question is, who is it going to be?
So let's bore you, okay? Let's look at the last six NBA champions, why don't we? Let's try to look at who's been successful and how. Mark Daigneault's in the NBA Finals right now. It was a boring hire, and he looks like the best coach on the planet. He was an assistant. He got promoted. He's the man right now. Joe Mazzulla, an assistant, got promoted. He's the man right now. Michael Malone, who everyone's obsessed with, what was Michael Malone before the Denver Nuggets hired him? And yes, they were patient with him, and they finally turned on him, not because they didn't win an NBA title the year after winning an NBA title. They turned on him because there was bickering between him and the front office.
Yes.
And they ultimately felt this isn't sustainable. Steve Kerr's won a bunch of NBA championships. When the Warriors hired him,
His only experience was sitting next to Marv Albert.
Well, he also was a pretty damn good basketball player.
And what does that mean ultimately?
Nothing, because it was like 15 years prior.
But that's my point. As a coach, he was...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He's a broadcaster.
Yeah.
And now we just look at him as, oh, yeah, he's a Hall of Fame coach. Frank Vogel was a bounced around also-ran when they won the NBA title in 2020. Mike Budenholzer was sort of similar. He had some success in Atlanta. They kind of hit their ceiling. They moved on. Nick Nurse in 2019, the definition of boring. All you have to do is look at Nick Nurse's face. It's the most boring thing in the world. But they promoted him after they flamed out early in a 59-win season, mm-hmm. and they won. And here's my point by naming these names. If you're going to sit here, and I get why you want to do it, and think sexy, and think big, and think about the things that excite you, you're probably looking at the wrong things. You don't need to be excited right now.
No.
You just need the right guy. And it's difficult to find that right guy, because if we're talking about assistants like Mazzulla and Daynault and Malone before and Nick Nurse before they became great, it's tough to know who. So that's why you got to look for the right signs. But if it's about sexy, I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah. Well, sexy just makes you feel in the offseason on paper that you have a chance to win a championship. But that doesn't mean anything when the balls are rolled out and you go start playing basketball at the end of this year. And so I hear you, but emotionally, as a fan, you can't relate. You know who Johnny Bryant is, but you don't know what kind of coach he's going to be.
I get that.
And so but
it's tough. I get that.
But you do know what kind of coach Malone's going to be, or Jenkins is going to be, or even Van Gundy, who it seems like nobody really wants anymore. But you don't know. And I think as a fan, it's hard to not know and still feel confident.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this, and correct me if I'm wrong. Fact check me if need be. Outside of Phil Jackson and Pat Riley, who are two of the greatest coaches to ever coach, and by the way, they won their titles a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
tell me the guy that was a proven successful NBA champion who then went to another team and won another NBA championship. Like, that's not exactly the most common thing in the world.
Rick Carlisle could win a title here.
But, no, but he hasn't.
Yeah. Nobody's in the finals.
Okay, if when Indiana beats the Thunder, spoiler alert, they won't, then you let me know. It hasn't happened. Like, you've had guys have success, but for the most part, I go through the names of those that have won championships. A lot of them were first-timers, and some of them were kind of like guys that wouldn't excite you. If they hired the equivalent of Frank Vogel or Mike Budenholzer, actually, if they hired either one of them, because they're both available, that wouldn't, quote-unquote, excite anybody. And the experience line, like you need someone with experience, what experience did Daynold have? What experience did Mazzulla have? What experience did Malone and Kerr have? What experience did Nick Nurse have? Like, I think the things that will make us feel better because, they've got a resume, they've done this, they've won before, I think it's false hope. I think you just have to believe that Leon needs to do this because this is going to determine his legacy around here. He's got to find the right guy.
Right. So to further your example, the Doc Rivers of the world, who were at one point were viewed as one of the great coaches in the NBA.
And then we realized the truth.
And then he goes different places. Now he's in Milwaukee. And it's like, okay, is he actually really that good?
Right.
It's. I think coaches fit the team that they're with. And if they win, it's because it just everything fell exactly right. The culture was right. The talent was right. The scheme that they were trying to employ offensively, defensively, it was right given the coach and the players that were there. But it's hard to replicate that because you're not going to find the exact same culture in this next spot as a head coach you go to or the right kind of skill from the group that you have put on the court. So it's hard. And so you got to be, if you're going to do that, you got to be almost brilliant.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that these coaches aren't brilliant, but it's hard to replicate success in two different places in the NBA.
It is also going to be difficult to walk into this town and tell a fan base, actually you won't ever tell the fan base anything because there won't be a press conference, but you will telepathically tell the fan base, I have to go to the NBA Finals or my first season was a failure. Mm. Like, you're coming in here with an immense amount of pressure, and that's a part of the other reason why I really respect Leon Rose. Because Leon could have done the easy thing. The easy thing would have been to run it back last year, not to take all his chips and trade for a player like Mikal Bridges, right or wrong. It's not about defending the move.
Right.
It's about defending the balls. The same thing here. It would have been easy to just say, Tom's coming back. Hey, we got to the conference finals. But Leon Rose, who left a job in which he was making a fortune to run this team, didn't come here just for the paycheck like Phil Jackson did. Mm-hmm. He didn't come here just to turn the team around and say, gee, I'm successful.
I'm sure he's getting a nice paycheck.
He's getting a huge paycheck. But he came here to win a championship.
Yes.
And that's why I look at all the executives in our town right now. I look at Leon Rose and I almost smirk and say, boy, you got some balls. And I respect the hell out of it. Now the question is, who do you want? I know there's going to be a lot of people that are not excited about Johnny Bryant. You're not, you know, enthralled by Johnny. I think it's more realistic today than even yesterday that he's going to be the head coach based on what happened today with Phoenix, hiring the former Nets assistant Jordan Knott to be their head coach. So right now, the road is open for Johnny. But I do want to read you something from Ian Begley, who after yesterday, y'all better trust, because he's the most locked-in NBA reporter by a mile. For 2 days, he sat there saying, it's not a lock. Tom Thibodeau is going to come back.
Yep.
And most people just ignored it. Like, well, he's coming back. How could he not come back? Here's what he wrote about the candidates. Knicks executive Gerson Rosas hired Chris Finch in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But the Timberwolves just reached the Western Conference Finals under Finch. Why would they allow him to leave? I agree with that, but let's start with Chris Finch. He's had great success in Minnesota. We have seen coaches leave. Usually you have to give up some compensation. Would you want Chris Finch to be the next head coach of the New York Knicks? Tommy, does that get you all hot and bothered?
I wouldn't say it gets me all hot and bothered, but I'm absolutely interested. I will call you back and we will set up a date, probably putt-putt. I wouldn't do it like at a public place. I wouldn't have you over. That's where I would go on a date with Chris Finch here as my next head coach.
Back-to-back Western Conference Finals.
Certainly impressive as far as the resume.
The other names that... Your thoughts on Chris Finch, Dick?
Look, I think he's a good coach, obviously. I have no emotion one way or another.
I wonder what Kat thinks about Chris Finch.
Yes.
Oh, no. I wonder what Chris Finch thinks about Kat is the real question.
Yeah, allowed him to be traded.
The Knicks have to have plans that don't involve a current head coach leaving his team. You've got candidates like Mike Brown, Frank Vogel, Mike Budenholzer, Monty Williams. and Taylor Jenkins amongst the coaches with experience who are available. Of those names, and we mentioned Budenholzer earlier, he's won an NBA title, same with Frank Vogel. So if you're looking for the experience, if that's what you want as a Knick fan, I've made my point, I think it's completely overrated. Do any of those names jump out at you?
I mean, Vogel won his championship in the pandemic with LeBron and AD. I don't know about that one.
Mike Brown had success in Cleveland, recently in Sacramento. Those are all coaches who've had success. They're not just available because they suck. They've all had success in the NBA.
But are they? Do they feel inspiring to you?
No.
That's the question.
No, to me.
That you're asking, basically.
The only one of those guys that would excite me is Taylor Jenkins. You made that point the other day. I agree with you because he's still young. He's still emerging. And I could argue to myself that his growth from his time in Memphis will lead to an even better head coach in New York.
He's young enough that he's not stuck in his ways, and he'll be collaborative with the veterans that are on that team. And so, to me, Finch makes a ton of sense. And look, there may be deeper things with his firing in Memphis that make it feel less tenable, but to me, he had success. He's the winningest coach in their history. The Grizzlies' history, and so you know he can be successful. The question is, does he have what it takes to get to that next step?
Brown, Vogel, Budenholzer, Monty, or Taylor Jenkins, does that excite you, Tommy?
I like Jenkins. Budenholzer, I think, is interesting because it would lay to the conspiracy theory that they have their eyes on Giannis and they fire Tibbs because perhaps they spoke to Giannis and Giannis, I don't want to play for Tibbs because I don't want to play, 50 minutes a night, there's 50 minutes
in
the game.
Is that really what the story is going to be?
Oh, absolutely. No, 100%. If they trade, I don't think they are, but if they trade for KD or Giannis and they hire a coach, they're going to say that KD and Giannis handpicked that coach and didn't want to coach with Tibbs. But those are the names I like out of that list.
And obviously Michael Malone. And for whatever reason, there seems to be a lack of interest. And I think the reason, I'm going to speculate on why the Knicks are not that interested in Michael Malone, despite what he did in Denver, is probably his reputation behind the scenes.
Right.
Like if you're Leon Rose, who's making such a gutsy move here by firing a head coach off of the Eastern Conference Finals and saying, hey, this is my go-for-it move. Because truthfully, it may be his job on the line. If they don't win an NBA title in the next few years and this all-in move doesn't work, there's a damn good chance that Leon's not here in 3 years.
Yeah, but by the way, you have to do your job. And by taking risk, you're doing your job. You can't be so busy, and this is a cliche that you hear often, mostly in the business world, so busy trying to keep your job that you don't do your job.
Oh, you're right.
And so clearly not doing that. He's taking the risk.
Big risks.
And you should. Because the only way you're going to get rewarded is if you do start taking risks.
Absolutely.
The status quo gets you knocked out in the second round or falling short in the Eastern Conference Finals like we just saw.
Absolutely. And my feeling on why there's a lack of interest in Malone is probably Leon and the rest of that front office says, we don't want to deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he may be a good head coach, but a part of this process is working with the head coach, is the relationship that you have. And so I think that's why, because Michael Malone, I get why he's a popular name. He's a local guy. Like, it seems so logical that he would be it. He won an NBA title a few years ago. But I do think a working relationship is important. So those are the names. Now, when we come back, we'll get to your calls. We'll hear what Knick fans want. Plus, yesterday we had some fun with the idea of Jeff Van Gundy. What have I told you? He's a real candidate. We'll get some interesting reporting on Jeff Van Gundy as a possibility to be the next head coach of the New York Knicks. Plus your calls, 888-808-1019. So in talking about hiring a guy with experience or hiring a guy that's won an NBA championship before, I mentioned earlier and I asked, hey, fact check me on this. Other than Pat Riley and Phil Jackson, has anyone recently won NBA titles in multiple locations? And the answer is, no, not recently. In fact, there's only one other guy in the history of the sport to have won a championship with two different teams. And you got to go back to the 50s and 60s with Alex Hannum, who coached the St. Louis Hawks and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Evan, there's only 14 NBA coaches, period, that have won two or more titles.
That's unbelievable. When you think about it that way. You're right. So if you bring in a guy with championship experience like a Michael Malone or a Frank Vogel or a Mike Budenholzer, because you do have candidates who've won before, they will be looking to do something unprecedented. Now, Tommy pointed this out, and it is fair. The Pacers are in the NBA Finals, and Rick Carlisle won an NBA title with the Dallas Mavericks. So he's on the doorstep of doing it.
But he's not going to do it, so.
I also thought of, and you're going to shoot this down, but hear me out, Larry Brown, who won a title with the Pistons, went to the finals at least with the Sixers. So 100%. At least got close in two different areas, won a title, obviously, in one stop.
Is that your way of saying the Knicks should bring back Larry Brown?
No, I'm not bringing, no.
How old is he now?
That's it. I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard that name in a while, but still. I think, would you be satisfied with that, Libby? So, obviously, firing Tom Thibodeau, he falls short. Couple second rounds, gets to the Eastern Conference Finals. You bring in somebody else, a retread, championship caliber because he won it somewhere else, and you just get to the NBA Finals. Is that good enough?
No, that is not good enough. So I've made it clear I want Eric Spoelstra. I know it's pie in the sky. I got to hand it to him.
According to the stats, he's not going to win.
Yeah.
No,
I just told you.
No, I know. And that's why, but I still think a guy like Spoelstra, to me, is the modern day Pat Riley or Phil Jackson. I think he's that good. So I think if anyone was going to do it in a second stop, current coaches, it would be him, even over Kerr.
I don't disagree with that assessment, but I think the real truth is you need to find your own Eric Spoelstra.
Can I throw a name out there? And a coalition member told me about this fella. Mm-hmm. And he's a name that's been bounced around, but hasn't really banged the drum. A lot of people haven't banged the drum for him. How about Sam Cassell?
What about him?
He has paid his dues. Yeah.
He's been waiting for a couple
he's
of
been
years.
Waiting. He's no, been waiting. He's in Boston now. You're plucking him from a team that won a title.
I just wonder about Sam, who's definitely paid his dues. Much like Patrick Ewing paid his dues at the NBA level and then obviously went to Georgetown and was a failure. Usually if there isn't a lot of interest for a long time, you start to wonder why. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean the guy can't be successful. But I think you're thinking along the right lines, which is, as much as it would be fun to say, well, this guy's won here, this guy's had success there, you need to find your own next great coach.
Eric Bieniemy, by the way. That's what he feels like. Not different reasoning, obviously.
Just a lot of interviews and not getting the job?
Yeah.
No, I got you.
Always talked about, always in the interview process, always the next, he's going to be the guy, and it never happened.
No, makes sense. Now, we mentioned Rick Carlisle. Rick Carlisle is coaching the Pacers for the second time. So it does lead one to say, why don't we bring back someone else who's had success? And yesterday, we were mocking the name Jeff Van Gundy, really mocking that older 90s Knicks fans will want him and some of the fellow FAN hosts will want him. More on that later. But Brian Windhorst is a trusted reporter in this process. Mm-hmm. Here's what Brian Windhorst had to say earlier today about the prospects of Jeff Van Gundy, who's currently an assistant with the LA Clippers. The prospect of Jeff Van Gundy returning to coach the Knicks.
Where you have to look at Jeff Van Gundy. Jeff Van Gundy has gotten rave reviews for his work with the LA Clippers and the Boston Celtics over the last couple of years. He knows what it takes to be a head coach in New York. Would be an excellent option. I don't know if he wants the job, though, Molly, because he's a guy who is very close to Tom Thibodeau. And, I see how the way he was treated, and I'm not sure he would want it.
It's a fair wonder because Jeff is a very loyal guy, but
I don't know about that. Like, how was Tom Thibodeau treated so badly by the New York Knicks, given 5 years, given a golden parachute, and didn't get fired, so he's going to make $30 million at 60-something years old, and even if he doesn't work again, he's set. Mm-hmm. He's had a long career, and he was here for 5 years, which is about average for a lot of these teams in the NBA, much less the length of time that coaches in other sports get. So, I don't understand that statement. Look how Tom Thibodeau was treated.
By just being fired. That's really all it means. Right. Yeah.
People get fired.
No, I agree with you. Coaches are hired to eventually get fired.
That's 90%
of the time, that's how their tenure ends. It usually doesn't end with flowers and I'm retiring.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it does, but most time it doesn't.
It's probably like 95. Like, because how many head coaches
you're right.
walk off in the sunset like Popovich?
You're right.
And it's really health related with him. Like, how many just get their opportunity to say, you know what, I've coached long enough, I've won, I'm good, somebody else take over? It doesn't happen.
Coaches are hired to eventually be fired.
Yes.
But what I would say about that Windy report is he puts it out there as a possibility. I still do not think it's a good idea. I would not go backwards. I didn't want the Jets to do that with Rex Ryan. Mm-hmm. And while I give Jeff a lot of credit for going back to the grind as an assistant coach, I just don't think this move makes any sense for the New York Knicks. What they need to do is find their Mark Daynal. They got to find their Eric Spoelstra. They got to find their guy. And Johnny Bryant checks all the boxes. I know it's not going to excite you guys, but I think he's the answer. Now let's get to your phone calls, 888-808-1019. Eric in Rivervale. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Eric.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Evan and Teague, what's going on, guys?
All's well.
Well, I think I finally calmed down a little bit after listening to everybody whine and moan about Thibs. I mean, it kind of is what it is at this point, right? So now I think you guys are right. Like, what's the next option? I guess the part where I disagree with you, Evan, in that I understand, you know, that this took some significant cojones on the part of Leon Rose to do this. That said, what, you know, the cowardice is not coming out and taking a question, right? You got to do a press conference. You got to talk to people. This is a decision that shocked everybody. So I feel like he does, at least, I mean, to me, Tibbs has earned that respect to come out and at least explain himself as to why this happened. I think we could all speculate, but then that just, you know, does bode the question. What does Leon Rose want? What is he looking to do? Because that's the next part of this. It's like, he better be right. And I don't know if it's Johnny Bryan. I think to your point, Evan, he does check all the boxes. It seems to make the most sense. I have no idea as a fan. I don't have the foggiest idea about any of these guys that have never coached in the NBA, but to me, he's been in the room. Maybe he can quell some of the issue that's happening in the locker room, because let's be fair, there's something going on in that locker room too where they don't seem to be jiving. So there's a lot here, and I just wish that Rose would get in front of a microphone and take some questions, because that to me shows real courage.
Yeah, but how often
not hiding behind a press release.
Yeah, but how often has he done that, Eric?
He has not.
That's what I would say. He just never has.
Yeah.
I don't even think I guess he had to in his introductory press conference.
I don't even think there was a press conference. I'm trying to remember, because it was all the way back during the pandemic, if memory serves correct. Yeah. He was hired in that early part of 2020. So I don't know if he ever had a press conference.
I'll double check, but I believe he did a one-on-one with Alan Hahn, and that was his like introduction.
Well, that was about it, though. That's really the last time we saw him.
He's done, I think, multiple interactions on state-owned media with Mike Breen and Alan Hahn. And it's not a knock on Alan and Mike. They work for MSG, and that's how he does. That's a Garden decision.
Right.
That's a James Dolan, Leon Rose decision. And most of the time, fans don't care. Most of the time, whenever this is brought up about meeting the media or having a press conference, I'm telling you right now, most Knicks fans don't give a rat's ass. Mm-hmm. The only time they care is in times like now, because you just want to hear them have to answer questions like why.
Yeah.
A press release isn't enough. But the one thing I'll differ with Eric about is, while yes, it's uncomfortable to do a press conference and you got to answer some tough questions, what's ballsy is not that. Woods Ballsy is making decisions like he's made over the last year, in which he's telling you, I'm risking it all because I got to win an NBA title. Mm. And anything short is not acceptable. And I think him deciding to move on, and I do believe it was him, moving on from Tom Thibodeau after getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, also puts the pressure on him, which is, that's not enough.
Right. Right. I think that was a big part of his thinking and his process. Now, whether or not James Dolan suggested this, I think it's almost irrelevant because ultimately he had to make a decision. If he believed that Leon Rose believed that Tom Thibodeau was the guy to get them to and win a championship, Tom Thibodeau would still be the head coach. That's what Ian Begley told us.
I agree.
And I have no reason to not believe that that's true. And so for me, this was Leon Rose taking another risk. And you got to take risk if you want to achieve greatly. Obviously, it's a cliche, but I think that's true, especially in a sport that has become as, it's so diverse. Any team can win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There is more competitive balance than ever before.
There's so much parity in the NBA these days. You have to take risks. Otherwise, you're going to get left behind and left.
The other thing that's going on right now in this modern NBA is anybody can win. Not anybody, but it's certainly more open. Your windows are shorter. They're shorter windows. And I think Leon Rose knows that, which is why he's being really aggressive to take advantage of this brief window. John is calling from Queens. Hey, John.
Hey, Evan and Tiki. How you guys doing today?
We're good. What's up, John?
Good.
Not much. I disagree with that last quote. I don't care about any press conference. I actually like how the Knicks move in silence a little bit.
Right.
I love it. Like where,
if you need to where know, you'll know. But you don't need to know.
Exactly. I actually like how Leon Rose makes these trades nobody knows, and they just pop up with Shams kinds of just bringing it up out of nowhere. I like no leaks in the Knicks building. I kind of like that. But that wasn't what I was calling about. I've watched every Knicks game for the past 5 years. I don't miss a game. Leon Rose is right in letting Tibbs go. And shout out to Tibbs. He definitely did a good job, but I don't think he was the coach that was going to bring us to the top. Evan, you watch a ton of basketball. What is the regular season for?
The regular season is for preparing for the postseason, especially if you're a good team.
Exactly. And trying out different things. Tibbs stuck to 7-man rotation. He never tweaked a lineup, never tried anyone on the bench. And I was talking to someone on Twitter yesterday. It was funny. So, When Brunson got hurt, Wright came in, played well. Brunson came back, Wright went to the bench. When Towns got hurt, he brought in Precious. Precious played well. Towns back, Precious to the bench. Anytime that someone came in from the bench that did well, he would just put them right back on the bench and not play them anymore.
Right.
I have a big problem with that. I want Johnny Bryant. If you look at the last few years in the NBA, all of these new first-time coaches have done well. This is not the NFL where you need that experienced coach. NBA is very different.
I agree.
If you've watched recently, a lot of these new first time coaches have come in and been very successful. I think Johnny Bryant, he's been on a successful Knicks team. The Cavs won 67. He's the man. I would sign him right now.
I agree with you.
It's not going to be a risky move. It's not going to be like this. And then my second and third choice would be Jay Wright. And Dan Hurley would be my other two choices.
Yeah, I disagree with the end part, going to college route with Jay and Dan Hurley. But you're right, and this needs to be addressed because the Knicks haven't looked for a head coach in a while.
It's interesting.
Experience is overrated.
Right. Well,
the facts back it up.
No,
man.
You're right. It is overrated, but it's interesting that last comment that you disagree with because you would think as head coaches, Jay Wright and Danny Hurley have a ton of experience, but it's almost more risky than the Johnny Bryants of the world.
Well, yeah, because you know what I'd argue? Johnny Bryant actually has more experience than Jay Wright. You want to know why? Coaching college is a different world.
Yeah.
It's like you're coaching something completely different. Johnny Bryant is behind the scenes of an NBA team. Mm-hmm. He's an assistant for Tom Thibodeau. He's an assistant for Kenny Atkinson. He's an assistant in Utah. He has seen good basketball. He has seen bad basketball. Jordan Ott, who just got the job in Phoenix, that guy put his dues in watching all sorts of crap. I want to take you through what Jordan saw, because I saw the same thing. He took over with Kenny in Brooklyn when they had nothing, and he watched it. And he watched it grow to where they were cute and competitive. And you know what he also watched? Kevin Durant walked through that door. And you know what he also watched? Kenny Atkinson walk out that door. And Jordan was still there under Steve Nash and under Jacques Vaughn. And then Jordan followed Kenny to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the experience that Jordan has had.
Right.
He's as an assistant. I'd argue he has more than Jay Wright. Jay Wright's coaching in a blue blood in college.
And nothing, it's all his way or no way. Everything changes.
Completely.
Nothing changes. It's the same thing the whole time. I didn't even think about it that way. That's a lot of chaos.
But isn't that,
when you think about it,
isn't that more experience? No, it, and there's not a knock on Jay. It's college.
Well, I think it's experience, you know, for Jordan Ott. It's experience in change management, which is a big,
yes.
I mean, that's a big job for some people. We have friends that are in change management. That's a big deal.
That's a real job, change management?
100%.
Interesting.
100%. One of our cheer mom friends, she does change management. So when new system gets put in or you're hiring or firing certain people, somebody's got to manage the change. So it's a big deal. And so I think Jordan Ott has experience in, how do you handle when things are significantly changed? Or when a big star comes in, or when a big star leaves? Like, that's change management. And honestly, in the NBA, with injuries and the way that rosters are turning over so quickly these days and coaches are in and out, that's valuable. And so who knows how good of a coach he's going to be in Phoenix. I think the roster matters, what they do with Devin Booker matters. But he's seen a lot that's important for managing people.
And that's what assistants see. That's why, and I think it's a part of why, when you look around the league, to back up our last caller's point, experience is, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's overrated. So I know that when Johnny gets the job, because he's going to get the job, I think it's obvious, right? There's going to be a lot of hand-wringing about what's he thought, his experience, blah, 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 blah. I think he's got a hell of a lot more experience than people realize.
You know what else I like about this Johnny Bryant fella?
Look at you. You've already converted.
Here's why. Because I keep hearing his name. What a great name. He sounds like he should be in like a buddy cop show. Like, coming this fall to Bravo, Johnny Bryant, Tiki Barber, Buddy Cops, airing after The Real Housewives of Potomac.
That's a good point. Let's go to Alex in Southampton. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how you doing, guys? How you doing, Tiki? How you doing, Evan?
All
Thank
good,
you for
Alex.
Taking my call.
Thanks for calling, man. What's up?
Listen, I'm going to give you my point on why I think the Knicks made a good move, and then I'm going to give you a perfect example that he should have followed, and his ego didn't allow him to. Kudos to him. He took us out of nowhere and made us relevant,
right.
And I think I would give him kudos for that, but I think that his ego and the people are trying to give him an excuse like he didn't have a good roster. You work with what you have. You have to make your bench players good, so when you need them, they'll do it. Look, Karl-Anthony Towns at times was dominated. Mikal Bridges, I don't know what he did to him. The guy was a star with the Nets. He comes here, he couldn't find his footing. That's the coach's job, to put the players in the best position so they can perform. And he didn't do that. And the example that he had right across the street, basically, was Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
It was kind of the same situation. And when the players start talking about playing too many minutes and he's not listening, Tom Coughlin changed and won two championships.
Mm.
Tim Thibodeau, I think they made him play the bench in the playoffs because the other teams were running them out of the court.
By the way, that is a fair worry, because we talked about this yesterday. Looking back at the best thing Thibodeau did during the postseason, which is changing his starting five, which you were screaming about days before he did it, and actually using his bench, I wonder if that came from him. I wonder if it was not his hard-headedness changing, but the top of the organization saying, you've got to try something. And if he wasn't willing to change, and that's why I wonder what happened in these exit meetings. Because these exit meetings, which Ian Begley reported, involved certain players, involved the owner, was different than the past. You wonder, and CP, the franchise, reported this the other day, and I believe him, that the players weren't exactly giving glowing reviews about Tom Thibodeau.
Jalen Brunson probably did because of the personal relationship. I mean, it's longstanding, obviously, with him and his father, with Tom Thibodeau, but... Now, I'm not going to make a big deal, just like Ian Begley, when we had him on yesterday, didn't make a big deal out of the Mikal Bridges comments about playing the bench. But it's obvious that when you look at how Deuce was somewhat disrespected.
Oh, completely.
Right?
Dude, he didn't play enough in the playoffs.
Not even close to it. And not that Shamit should be getting more minutes, but you saw how hard he played, and you just never really saw him other than for limited minutes in the postseason. It's like there had to be a internal frustration that was percolating with some of these guys.
So let's go to that, because you said Jalen Brunson, his personal relationship. Let's assume that Jalen Brunson is talking to Leon Rose. James Dolan is just sitting there, mm-hmm. probably slouched like he normally is at the game. Like, I don't think he's conducting the interview, but he's listening. And you've got other front office executives in there, and they're asking Jalen questions. They're not asking him, should we fire Tom Thibodeau? Mm-hmm. But they're asking him about minute allotment. They're asking him about rotations. They're asking him maybe even about what Mikal said earlier in the year. They're asking him about the defensive kind of inconsistencies. Jalen Brunson's an honest guy. He's not looking to backstab Tom Thibodeau.
Well, I'll tell you, we said that.
But his honest answers could have led to them saying, he can't come back.
We know he was honest, because when he would do media interviews, really all those guys, when they would do media interviews after these bad losses, they tell you exactly what went wrong.
Right.
And so you got to believe that he said the same thing to Leon Rose and then by extension James Dolan, which ultimately led to, all right, this is good, but it's too flawed to work going forward.
Absolutely. And so it's not Jalen Brunson sat or Josh Hart sat in interviews during these exit meetings and said, boy, you got to get rid of this schlub. I don't think it's that.
No.
I think it's if you actually have a basketball discussion and you break down what went wrong, their honest answers would lead Leon Rose to say, I love Tibbs and I appreciate everything he's done, but we're not getting to the next level with this guy.
The next question is, are they asking the Jalen Brunsons of the world or maybe even the Cats about some of these other candidates that are now that we're talking about? Are you asking Jalen Brunson about Johnny Bryant?
I think you ask, this is my guess here, I think you ask when there's a past relationship with them. Mm-hmm. So Frank Isola mentioned this yesterday, and it's out there that the Knicks would be interested in Jason Kidd. Now, they interviewed him back in 2020. Mm-hmm. Jason finished second behind Tom Thibodeau. But the Jason Kidd thing is complicated. Like, the Dallas Mavericks would have to agree to allow him to come here. Then the Knicks would have to agree on compensation. But I'm just using him as an example for this reason.
He's coaching somewhere else right now.
But forget that part. The reason I bring him up is, do you ask the players, is Jalen Brunson played for Jason Kidd. Like, it would be foolish to hire Jason Kidd and Jalen's like, oh, by the way, couldn't stand that guy. I mean, I don't think you want that necessarily.
No.
So I think if there's a connection, you certainly want to ask the question. More of your calls coming up, but I want to get to this James Dolan thing. So a couple of years ago, James Dolan came in with Craig and I listened back to the things he said, specifically about letting Leon Rose make decisions. Because I thought it would be very relevant with all the questions going around today on how involved was he in the decision to move on from Tom Thibodeau. There's one thing that James Dolan said that to me will unequivocally prove one way or the other if he was involved in the firing of Tom Thibodeau. We'll let you listen to it coming up, plus more of your calls on what this team should do now. 888-808-1019.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.